Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn number 16. Sing hymn number 16. We thank to the grace of the Lord that we are able to continuously hold our family altar. For tonight's family altar, we will read through Psalms 145. Psalms 145. This is a psalm of David. Let us read from the verse 1. I will extol thee, my God, my King, and bless thy name forever and ever. Verse 2. Every day I will bless thee and praise thy name forever and ever. Verse 3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Verse 4. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. Verse 5. On the glorious splendor of thy majesty, and on thy wondrous works I will meditate. Verse 6. Man shall proclaim the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of thy abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Verse 8. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. 9. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. Verse 10. All thy works shall give thanks to thee, O Lord, and all thy saints shall bless thee. 11. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and tell of thy power. 12. To make known to the sons of men thy mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of thy kingdom. 13. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds. Verse 14. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. 15. The eyes of all look to thee, and thou givest them food in due season. 16. Thou openest thy hand, thou satisfiest the desire of every living thing. 17. The Lord is just in all his ways, and kind in all his doings. 18. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. 19. He fulfills the desire of all who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. 20. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked will be destroyed. Verse 21. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. So this Psalms 145, it is the Psalm of David. As recorded in the title above, it is called a song of praise. If we look at the verses 1 and 2, verses 1 and 2, verse 1, I will extol thee, my God and King, and bless thy name forever and ever. Verse 2, every day I will bless thee and praise thy name forever and ever. Alright, so in the verses 1 and 2, here tells us David will continuously praise the name of the Lord. He will continually bless the name of the Lord. And here David says, the Lord was his God and his King. So today in our life, we must be like David, to continuously to lead a life of giving praises to the Lord, to magnify his name. And for us to be able to do this, we must reckon, we must understand the Lord God, he is my God, and he is the King in my life. Then only we are able to daily give him praises. That's why David in the verse 2 says, every day he will bless the Lord, he will praise the name of the Lord. So when we say every day, it is not only once a while that we give praises, but we should give him praises every day. Just like the Lord's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So daily we will recite this. But of course, when we give him praises and thanks and the glory, it must be from the heart, sincerely. Because we reckon that the Lord, he is my God. He is the King over my life. And here tells us that when we say every day, whether bad times or good times, definitely when things go well, we will give him praises and thanks. But what about the day when things seems bad, we are in the sickness, we are in the troubles, we are down, we have many problems. So are we able to praise the Lord every day? Alright, so we must follow like David, to extol the Lord, to want to always give him praises, to praise his name. And in the verse 21, David says, "My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. Let all flesh bless his name forever and ever." So David, not only he himself wants to praise the Lord, but he also encouraged everyone to give him praises and thanks. If we look at the Hebrews chapter 13, if we look at Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, Hebrews 13, 15, "Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of the lips that acknowledge his name." All right, so the author of Hebrews tells us today, we must offer up this sacrifice to the Lord, that is the praise of God. So we must acknowledge him, we must magnify his name, so that everyone will know about the Lord. Alright, so in the Psalms 145, here this is a song of praise of David. So he praises the name of the Lord. And in this Psalms 145, we make use of verse 7 as the theme or the topic or title of this Psalms. Let us read verse 7. Psalms 145, verse 7. "They shall pour forth the fame of thy abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of thy righteousness." Verse 7 tells us about the abundant goodness of the Lord. So for this Psalms, we say the goodness of God. So this Psalms, we can divide it into three parts, three sections. The first one, from verses 1 down to 7. The second part, verses 8 down to 13. And the third part, verses 14 down to 21. So we divide this Psalms 43 into three parts, three sections. So in the first section, from verses 1 down to 7, it tells us about the greatness of the Lord. If we read verse 3, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable." Verse 6, the lower portion, "And I will declare thy greatness." Alright, so in the verses 3 and the 6, here tells us about the greatness of the Lord. So when we say about the goodness of the Lord, so how was it manifested? It is manifested through the greatness of the Lord. So the Lord is great. And when we say the Lord is great, in what area, what sense? So in the verse 4, we are able to see about thy works. Then the lower portion, verse 4, thy mighty acts. Verse 5, thy wondrous works. Verse 6, thy terrible act. So all this are the synonym. It tells us about the mighty works, mighty acts of the Lord. So all this manifested his greatness. So we thank the Lord today, the Lord God that we worship. He is full of goodness, and it is manifested through his greatness. So today in our life, we are able to experience the mighty works of the Lord. We are able to experience his graces, his blessings, his healing, his how he hearkened to our prayers. So in our life, we are able to experience the greatness of the Lord through his great works in our life. So this is worthy of the praise. And David not only wanted to praise the Lord every day, as in verse 2. But in the verse 4, he says, it should be one generation to the other. So this we must do. We must allow our children, our grandchildren, from one generation to the other, to understand, to know the greatness of the Lord, the mighty deeds, the wonderful works, the gracious work that He has done in our life and in our family. Alright, so this is something worthy of the praise. And in the second part, from verses 8 down to 13, this second part tells us about the graciousness of the Lord. If you read verse 8, the Lord is gracious. Then here says merciful. Verse 8, full of the steadfast love. Verse 9, the Lord is good. Verse 9 tells us compassion. Verse 13, the lower portion, faithfulness, gracious. Alright, so from the verses 8, 9 and the 13, it tells us about the Lord who is gracious to the mercy, the love, the compassion, the faithfulness, the goodness of the Lord. So we thank the Lord. Today, similarly in our life, we experience this graciousness of the Lord. The Lord indeed is the merciful, full of love and the compassion. In the flesh today, we are weak. But thank the Lord, the Lord is still ready to accept us as long as we are willing to turn to Him, to repent, to have a change in our life. Then He will bestow His mercy, His grace upon us. Just likened to the Israelites. If we study we read the Bible verse in the Joel, Joel chapter 2, let us read verse 13. Joel chapter 2 verse 13, and rend your hearts, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. Alright, so firstly, the Lord wants us to repent. We must confess our wrongdoings, our sins. We must repent and turn to Him. Then here says, He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and repents of the evil. Similarly, in Lamentation, let's turn to Lamentation chapter 3. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 and the 23. Verse 22 and the 23, Lamentation. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. 23. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So we thank the Lord. The Lord that we worship, He is a gracious Lord, always willing to accept us, to bestow His grace, mercy, His love, His compassion, His goodness upon us. And He is faithful. So today, let's turn back to Him. Let us repent. And in the third part, from the verses 14 down to 21, it tells us about the goodness of the Lord. If we take note, in the verse 14, here says the Lord. Verse 17, the Lord. Verse 18, the Lord. And verse 20, the Lord. So from here, we're able to know there are four areas which tells us about the goodness of the Lord. So from the verses 14 down to 16, 14 to 16 tell us the Lord is the upholder and the sustainer. He takes care of our physical life, our needs. When we fall, when we are weak, He will raise, He will strengthen. When we are in need, He will satisfy. So thank the Lord. The Lord is really good. He is full of goodness. So from 14 to 16, the Lord is our upholder and sustainer. Verse 17 tells us, the Lord is just or righteous, and He is a kind Lord. So whatever that He do, it is out of His righteousness. He is not partial, and He is kind to everyone in His doing. In the verse 18, here tells us, the Lord who is near. So the Lord, He is not far from us. The Lord is one who is near, and He is one who hears our prayer. But let's take note, here says, He will answer the call of him who walks in the truth. So today, in whatever, we must be those who walk in the truth, those who are pleasing to Him, and whatever we ask, it is sincerely, truly, from the heart. Then He will hearken to our prayer. He will be near to us to fulfill our request. And in the verse 20 here says, the Lord who is the preserver. So the Lord, He will preserve our life. He will take care of us. So we thank the Lord. Truly, the Lord that we worship, He is full of goodness. So from Psalms 145, this is a song of praise. So the Lord, He is worthy of our praise because He is my God. He is the King in my life. And today, from one generation to the other, every day, then today we must give Him praises or tell others about His kingdom, about His power, His goodness. So we thank the Lord. The Lord that we worship, He is a great God. He is gracious and He is full of goodness. So He is worthy of our praise. So we thank the Lord. This is the message that we can receive from Psalms 145. Now let's together kneel down and pray. We continue to pray. The Lord keep watch over us, to take care of us, to preserve us. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, mighty come to just gonna rest in the Hallelujah. Praise the Lord,
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Thank the grace of the Lord. We will end our family altar here tonight. May the Lord bless and keep. Amen.